have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday. Again. Excuse me. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question is a doozy, is a mamma mia. It's hola. It's a comatelli boo. It's amazing. It's like Trump. It's amazing. What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer? What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing and you just can't sit and watch the show, so you podcast, you can podcast all the shows. But you don't have to miss it live. Because you, a way has been made. He made it possible for you to listen to the show live on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Thursday, and we take all calls, and we take all calls, but because I get lots of calls from Bible Thumpers, Christians, or whatever, Bible Thumpers, and Bible Thumpers need a little bit more time because once they become a Bible Thumper, they forget how to communicate normally, meaning that when they ask you a question or make a statement and you're trying to respond, and in their head they're ready to respond with another Bible Thumper scripture. And so they need a little more time to do that. Bible Thumper! And so to show that we love all people, including the Bible Thumpers, Thursdays is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Are you ready? I don't feel your faith. Are you ready?
Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo! Woo! Bible Thumper Thursday. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. One thing I've noticed about human nature, and I realize that I understand, I don't know how deep I understand it yet, but Christ said, and God said, the Father and the Son said, that we need a new nature. A new nature. Because human nature is evil, is stubborn, is selfish, is wicked, and no good. Human nature is absolutely no good. And as a result, we all need a new nature. And for those men and women who have come to realize that their nature, that they are evil and stubborn and wicked and egotistical and has nothing to do with God, they're starting to wake up and realize that, and they're admitting to themselves and going to apologize to their mothers and fathers, especially the mothers and fathers. Because you're not going to love God if you hate your earthly father, by the way. But they're starting to realize how wicked they are, and that in human nature, in human beings, there's no good. You're not going to find any good in human nature. And you hear people, well, find the good in others. You're not going to find it. It's not there. You need a new nature. And the proof is in the pudding. Become aware of what's going on in you, and you start to become aware of what's going on outside of you, inside of others. And when you look around, you see nothing but evil. Look at the way human beings treat each other. It's mind-blowing. It's because in the nature there is no good. They can't treat you any better than what they treat you because the nature is not good. And that's why you must, if you want a new good nature, which won't be your own, it'll be the nature of the Father. It will be good, and the good will dwell in you and work through you. Just as the evil dwell in you and work through you. Human beings know not what they do. They don't know that they are not in control of anything. And they lie and say, oh, I can control anger. As long as it's okay to be angry, as long as I don't let it get out of control, I can control anger. That's a lie. How can you control spirits? They control you. Have you noticed that Satan, your God, can make you think and do whatever he wants you to do anytime he wants? He can take control of your mind and make you think and do whatever he wants you to think. And then you lie, and he tell you, well, you're in control of your own life. That's you doing that, and you'll believe it. Human nature is evil. The truth tells human beings to pray for one another. They pray for one another. And what do? You laugh at one another. You want to hurt each other. You want to gossip about each other. You want a thrill. Human beings. And it doesn't matter if you read the Bible or you know about God or you're an Allah u Abba person or you're a Catholic. Muslim, Jehovah's Witness, Jewish, Mormon, and all kind of religions out there, right? Seventh-day Adventists, Holy Rolling Christian. You're still evil. Your nature is evil. And you can't do good until you be good. And being is what you want to be. And when you be good, you can do good. But only good comes from God. And unless you return to God, the Father, find your way back home to the Father. God, you are lost. And you're asleep and don't know it. And you attack like a wild animal. You attack. And then you get a thrill from attacking. And then you go look for other wolves in the forest to help you attack. And then if that doesn't work, you attack one another. What a mess! It's a spiritual battle. And you and I are not in control of it. We have nothing to do with it. Live now from Fox is reporting. President Donald Trump said on Wednesday that he is designating Antifa as a major terrorist organization. Watch this.
Okay, lots of news to cover today. Some breaking news today coming out of the White House. President Trump on Wednesday saying that he's designating the left-wing anti-fascist Antifa movement as a terrorist organization. The president taking to social media saying, "I am pleased to inform our many USA patriots that I am designating Antifa, a sick, dangerous, radical left disaster, as a major terrorist organization. I will also be strongly recommending that those funding Antifa be thoroughly investigated in accordance with the highest legal standards and practices. Thank you for your attention to this matter."
Amazing, huh? About time. Do you know the damage that Antifa has caused to other people's property? And they've been allowed to get away with it. Especially when we have Democrat government in charge. Somebody paying for it. And they don't have the money to miss that many days of work and just go out and cause trouble in the way that they're doing. Human nature is wicked. And those are like extreme examples. But human nature has no patience. That's wickedness. Not for their children, not for people who disagree. They have no love, period. And when you say that parents love their children and that a mother's love is so special, you're lying. A mother's love is evil. And there's no good in a mother's love. If mother's love was so good, or good, period, why do kids grow up screwed up? Good produces good. Evil produces evil. Good parents does not and cannot produce bad children. If the parent was good, the kids would grow up and be just fine. But the parents are no good. And then evil people lie and say, "Well, I don't know how that child became that way. I don't know how that child became so evil. The parents are so good." That's a lie. Just lie. You must return to the Father, men and women, if you want to be free. So congratulations to Great White Hope. What manner of man is this? Donald Trump, the wind and the sea obeys him. They call him king. They call him daddy. I call him the great white hope. Did you know he's over in the UK right now? Being treated like a king. And in America, they call him king. They have rallies for the king in America. I want you to know you can change. You don't have to live this way. You don't have to stay evil if you realize that you are evil. And be honest with yourself. And I want you to know, just so you have a clue of what evil is, anyone that has anger / resentment is evil and cannot be trusted. Anyone that is shy, have fear, emotional, doubtful, compare themselves to others, have a whole bunch of different identities inside of them, worry, anxiety, stress, Asperger, suicidal thoughts, or whatever, looking for love, trying to find somebody to love you. No, excuse me. Nobody loves you and you love nobody. You're evil. You attack. You're evil. All that stuff is evil. Just so you know, and then when you examine yourself, you won't be deceived. An emotional speech is not a powerful speech. An emotional speech is an emotional speech that emotional people hear. And because they feel emotional, they call it powerful. A powerful speech is one that points you back to the Father. That's a powerful speech. The one that point out what is wrong and point you back to overcoming it. So you can be free, all people, it doesn't matter who you are, what color you are. And it's a lie that someone can hold you back from becoming free. That's a lie. No one can hold you back. If you were in charge of your own world, if you were made whole, if you were one, if you were completed, no one can hold you back. They can hold you back anyway, but no one can hold you back. One other quick example of evil and how evil people rejoice in being evil. They get a thrill from being evil. Even people who cry, they get a thrill from it. They're evil and dangerous. And I want to encourage you, do what you want, of course. But if you want to be free, get to know yourself, get on this journey on your way back to the Father, men and women, all races, black people, white people, not your problem. You are your own problem because you refuse to forgive. You refuse to drop the anger, so you're in darkness and you know not what you do. And you rejoice in your darkness. You rejoice at trying to make other people miserable. And yet inwardly, you cry. Here's another example of evil male rejoicing in trying to hurt others. A black college kid was expelled from reenacting Charlie Kirk's assassination. This is from the New York Post. A Texas State University student was expelled after he was caught on camera reenacting the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Kirk. Watch this from X. That's evil. His God, Satan, told him to do that. And he rejoiced. He got the thrill. And the people around him, they were laughing. They were getting thrills too. They loved it. That's their nature. And then Satan said, you know what? They don't really see you. Go up on the stage there and act it out so everybody can see you. And you can really get a thrill. And he did it. It wasn't him. It was driving him. The spirit of evil drove him to do that. He was not in charge of that. He couldn't help himself. Just like you can't help yourself but hate and want revenge and jealousy and strife and emptiness. You even think, evil people think that if they gain material stuff, or if they got married, had children, marriage is fine if you do it for the right reason, to have children only, not because you're looking for love. Or you're looking, you don't want to be old and lonely. You need companion. That's the wrong reason to get married. But the guy is evil. And he rejoiced in that. And the people around him got a thrill. They rejoiced in it. It wasn't because he was black. It was because he is evil. The battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and wickedness and evil. Every human being is evil, and you must be born again of the heart. Salvation is of the heart. The new birth is of the heart, not of the vices. And the vices will follow. They will fall away if the heart has changed from evil to good. Don't fight it. Just see it, and you can be free. And mothers, you do evil things to your own children. You spoil them, or you try to control them, or you try to live through them. You try to make them be the way you are, the way you want them to be, and you pass your evil to them, on down to them, and you call it love. And then I just can't understand why the child is like that. I was so good to that child. There's no good in you. Human nature is evil. As soon as you realize that by getting to know yourself, the sooner you will overcome evil. According to 1 Corinthians 10:13. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. Somebody will do a little Bible thumping. And this is so true, I don't even know how to tell you. It's in the Bible, and people read right over it and have no understanding about it. None of the trials which have come upon you is more than a human being can stand. None, and this is 1 Corinthians 10:13. None of the trials which come upon you is more than a human being can stand. You can trust that God will not let you be put to the test beyond your strength. That is so true. You can trust that God will not let you be put to the test beyond your strength. But with any trial will also provide a way out, not enabling you to put up with it. There's a way out. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. The issue is Bible thumpers, non-Bible thumpers, atheists, because atheism is a religion too. Don't trust God. You don't trust God. Oh, you read about him. Oh, you sing about him. Oh, you talk about him. But you don't know him. You shout about it, you praise about him, you run up and down the church. You minister about him. You run up and down and try to get people saved. You want everybody to be saved. And yet you don't know him. You're far away from him. And the proof is in the pudding. You still have anger. You're still afraid. You're still revengeful. You're still shy. You're jealous. You're envious. You're full of strife. You have 100,000 different identities within you, and you call them you. And you call them you. If you want life, you got to give up a life. And the life you have to give up is your false life, your illusionary self, your false identity. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. No such thing as a true thought. And yet you love your thoughts and you call them you. You love your emotions and you call them you. I'm such a nice person. I feel so sad for this person. I'm crying. And you call evil good. Everybody is angry. Nobody can overcome anger. You lie to yourself. You've been lied to. And so you live a life of hell. And if you want a life, you got to lay that down. You are living an illusion. I was talking to a man yesterday in counseling. And he has so much fear. He can hardly function. Not knowing that, and I'm talking about psychological, emotional fear. He can't even function because he thinks the fear is real. The fear is an illusion. And it stops you from living. 888-7753-773. A quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats.
In the name of the Lord forever and always, I rejoice, rejoice, rejoice.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Welcome back. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. Tonight is the Women's Forum. It's the third Thursday night of the month already. Get ready, ladies. As you already know, it's on fire. At 7 p.m. Pacific time, go to rebuildingtheman.com/events. And you'll find out more about it. But tonight is the ladies' forum. And the first Thursday night for men only, but tonight for ladies only. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. And you don't want to miss the Hake, H-A-K-E Report. Right after Jesse Lee Peterson show at 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. From 9 to 11, and at 11, oh, Lord, talk about the Holy Ghost. The anchor baby got the Holy Ghost just like the Bible said. It's in the Word, the American anchor baby, at 11 a.m. Pacific time, from 9 to 11 a.m., the American anchor baby. You don't want energy everywhere. All right? And then, as I said, tonight, the latest form, and brand new episode of the FallenState.tv at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, Friday. Friday, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. A very, very, very interesting discussion with Scott Adams. I've interviewed Scott over the years, and it's always been amazing. He is the creator of Dearbert cartoons and the host of Real Coffee with Scott Adams. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So I had planned at the end of June to take my life.
Were you wondering if you were going to hell or heaven?
That's not part of my belief system. But I do think there's a non-zero chance that we're a simulation. That still implies that we're created by some higher intelligence.
Anytime you go into thoughts about the past or future, you're asleep.
I think even the scientists would agree.
So are you asleep or awake right now?
How would I know? How would I know?
Amazing conversation. You tell a friend, three ways of communication. Telephone, telegraph, tell a woman. Tell a friend, they don't want to miss this. TheFallenState.tv, Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I used to support the Fallen State. Thank you all for supporting, too. You can become a member right there on the YouTube channel, or you can go to jessaleepeterson.com.local. I think that's right, .com. I barely hear you, Derek. I hear you now. What are you saying? JesseLeePeterson.com.locals. What isn't it?
JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. You had it right the first time.
Thank you. Dare confuse me. Thank you. Let's see here. Remember I said that if you want a life, you got to give up a life. You got to die from your illusion. Do you know that everything about you is an illusion? Everything about you is nothing about you that's real. Your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings, your fears, your desires, your wants, your needs. You are divided, and you're living an illusionary life. And anyone that has anger is insane. Anger / resentment is insane. Grandpa would tell me about the good old days. It's Bible Thumping Thursday. To anyone who wants to save a life will lose a life. So as long as you hold on to this fake, illusionary life you're living, you're going to lose a life. You're going to never know who you are, the real you. Anyone who wants to save his life will lose it. But anyone who loses his life for my sake will find it. Matthew 16:25. If you want to find life, you got to lose the fake life. You are living an illusion. Isn't that like crazy when you think about it, though? Nothing about the way you think, live, and feel is real. Nothing that you see is real. God is not man. And earth is not heaven. Amazing, huh? I want to go to first-time caller out of St. Louis, Missouri, Dex. Dex, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Dex.
Hey. Yeah, I'm a little nervous. This is the first time I've ever called into a radio show.
And when I'm glad it's yours. When you say, I'm a little nervous, who are you?
I am spirit, soul, and flesh.
No, who are you? Not I what am, are you?
Oh, who am I? I am me?
Who is me?
I guess let me retract my answer then. I am who I am.
And who am I that I am? And when you say, I'm a little nervous, who are you referring to?
I'm referring to the body. And yeah, I'm referring to the body.
So your body is nervous, not you?
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And you're right, not so, your body, man.
Yeah, I'm not my, I know that. But, you know, sometimes it's hard because I live on planet Earth, and I'm in the body, and I end up getting lost sometimes in the reality of the world.
And why
and
does
that's what
that
I'm
happen?
Calling because I lose sight of God, and I start believing in the illusion of the world.
And how do you lose sight of God?
By taking my eyes off God.
And how do you take your eyes off God?
Well, God says in the Bible that if you keep the eye single, and sometimes I split it, I split my attention. And James says that don't be double-minded. And sometimes I'm double-minded because I focus on the world sometimes.
And how do you take your eyes off God?
By believing in the lie.
Believing in what lie?
The lies of the world.
Amazing. Go ahead. You have another question for me.
Okay. So besides all that, right, because I've just done the most unthinkable but predictable beta male hybrid type of activities. And I've been listening to you for a while, and you told all your listeners not to do this. And I was listening to you before I did this, and somehow I still did it, and now I am deep in the fire. So you told us to not have a baby out of wedlock, and I did. And now I am suffering because for around 13 months or more, every month, almost on a cycle of every 2 weeks, I've been dealing with arguments, provocative anger, and it has done nothing but escalate to where it's at now. And I find myself like getting angry, and I haven't focused on my life for building what I thought was for my family. And now it seems like it's like all going to shreds, and I don't really know what to do now. Like, the woman that I was with decided to take a lot of her stuff and go to her parents' house, and I feel some type of way about it. But at the same time, I know that you said, like, let it be. So I'm just like in this, in my head and in my feelings about it when I think about it. And I really don't know what to do too much.
Are you black?
Yes. Well, technically, yes, by skin color, but I'm white on the inside.
But you're black on the outside.
But I'm black on the outside.
So your question for me is what?
My question for you is how, so she keeps calling me back, or she keeps calling me and she keeps texting me and telling me all the reasons why I'm like this, the worst guy in the world to her. And she, a majority of her arguments on the end, after she displays all this anger. So let me tell you what happened on Monday. So on Monday, we have a plan that I take her over to her parents' house. And she stays over at her parents' house for a couple of days so that I can work. And then I work really, really hard those couple of days. So when I come and pick them up, I don't have to work anymore. Now, this has been a plan for the last 2 weeks. Now, I thought we were in agreement, but on that Monday, she asked me for Asian food. And right now, the state of the economy, right now, I'm telling her, like, yo, we should reserve what we have and we should be, like, stewardess over our money instead of just giving into our desires all the time, which is hers is food. So I'm like, let's just cook. We can cook Asian food. We got all the makes to do it, right? So let's just do that. So before I'm about to take over her parents' house, she just says, this is not serving me. And she's like starting to rant. And I can tell that she's like bubbling up to get in her emotions. I'm trying to ignore her. I have my daughter. I'm playing with her. Next thing I know, she's just, like, really lashing out, and she's yelling, in front of my daughter and in front of me, which I've asked her countless times to not do. So then we end up going, we agree to not talk on the drive home, on the drive there to our parents' house and just end the night there. Well, I take everything inside, and we come back outside, and she follows me outside. I'm down the street. She walks out the house. I come back, and I'm like, what's up? So she talks to me, but she's saying all the points that can't be solved in this point in time and all the points that she's already said, right? And she told me, if you would have gave me Asian food, maybe the conversation would have went a little bit different. So her help came out through Asian food. So I'm in the car, and she's just talking, and I'm just like, I'm about to drive off. We have nothing else to say. Nothing can be fixed tonight. So I drive off. Boom. She calls me, and she says, bring me back my car, go take an Uber home. Mind you, I live 5 hours away if I walk, 30 minutes away if I mean, yeah, 30 minutes away if I drive, 5 hours if I walk, because it's a long street. And at that point, she's done this a couple times because we downsized to one car due to having a baby and, you know, trying to come up a different type of way. And I took her back her car, and then I started walking home, and as soon as I was bringing back her car, she runs in the house and tries to act like she didn't tell me to bring back her car. But at that time, my pride was too big because I started to feel like you're continuously trying to manipulate me with this car. And every time you get mad, you tell me to bring it back to you, whether I'm at work or whether I'm doing something, and you use that. So now my question is for you, since I've been going through all this stuff, and now she's finally kind of like semi-moved to her parents' house, but she does this weird thing where she's like, oh, I'm going to leave. And then I'm like, okay, leave. And then she's like, yeah, that's what you want me to do. That's so easy for you to say because that's what you want. And it's just like really confusing. So now she's at the point where she's actually over there now. She came and got her stuff. But now I don't know what to do because I feel like she's just going through her phases, which she's done before. And then she'll come back down just to be okay for 2 weeks. And then she'll go rampage on me again. So I don't know if I should just leave it alone or should I keep going through this thing because it's not serving me, but I don't know what to do, Justin.
So your question for me is what?
What would you do in my position? If she tries to come back today, do I deal with it for the sake of the child or do I say, you know what, this is the best thing for us to do is just leave each other alone?
Let me ask first. So you made a baby. Is this your first child?
Yes.
Was it a boy or a girl?
It was a girl, Beta.
What a Beta. No wonder.
Come on, man.
Real men make boys first, man.
I know, man.
What a Beta. So here's what I recommend. Do what you want.
Okay.
She just wants you to worship her. She wants you to continue to worship her in the same way you worship her when you got her. You lied to her. You pretended she was wonderful. You worship her. Worship it, her. And she wants want that to continue. And she's doing all she can to make you do that. And she doesn't love you, and you don't love her. So what I recommend, do what you want now. You walk away. Be glad she's gone. Let her take all her things. Even if she tried to take your child, let her have it, and you start working on you. And God will open up doors for you that is mind-blowing. But if you put this woman first or your child first, the truth cannot help you. It's enough to see that, you know what, I shouldn't have made a baby out of wedlock. This is what I'm getting. This is what I'm getting for doing what I've done. What you put out, come back, right? And so you realize that and admit it. Don't blame her for it because she didn't make you do that. You did it because you're worshiping the woman. And now you got a baby. Yeah. You got that. The fact that you're fighting with her, she's fighting with you, this relationship is not from God. It's not meant to be because relationships that are put together by truth, you don't have to fight. You don't have to put any effort into them at all, any form of a relationship. It happened naturally. But when it's not given to you by truth, you got to fight to try to make it work, and it would never work. I would recommend don't fight over the baby or anything, and she's going to go nuts, the woman is, because she feels that she's losing control over you, not because she loves you. She's not going nuts because she want to get back with you because she love you. She's going crazy because she's mad that she's losing control over you. And so I wouldn't look for another. Don't look for anything but the truth. Do the silent prayer. Work on you. Let her go.
Okay. I can do that. I think she's also yelled the fact that I haven't married her, and I was planning on marrying her this whole time, but it's like it's been hard to if we're arguing every other week.
Don't marry the devil. She's the devil.
I'm not.
All you want to ever do is fight. Do not marry the devil. It'll be two devils together fighting. You already see it's not going to work.
Yeah, I already see that.
And Satan is telling her, tell him to marry you. Tell him this. She's listening to the devil, too. And don't you listen to the devil and follow it. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And they're constantly feeding you, pretending to be giving you a way out, pretending to be telling you how to make it work, and it's setting you up for total destruction.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I can do that. This is my last thing, and it's attached to that. So when it does come to marriage, I know that the wedding license was made by the government, and the wedding ring was kind of like a practice of the Romans. Should us as believers, should we still practice that? Because it seems like that's what the women want. They want that type of traditional marriage. And, like, I don't know if I fully align with that, but I don't know if that's just an excuse out of my brain or if that's the truth.
So what's your question about that?
So it's the
what?
Traditional. So let's say I seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then things are added on to me like a wife. But I don't go through the ceremony of the ring and the wedding license.
Oh, I see.
As like we do it in America. And does that mean that I'm not married, like just because I'm not married in the government's eyes?
No, you're married, like, but you should give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar.
And what's that? The wedding license?
The license and the taxes and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then
all
you
right,
give to God
sense.
What belongs to God.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. But all right. Listen. Do what you want,
yeah.
But I promise you, if you lay your weapon down, don't fight with this woman anymore, and you realize you're wrong for getting it together like that, making a baby like that, and this is a consequence that you brought upon yourself because you listened to evil, and you just don't blame her for it, and just start seeking the kingdom of God, the truth. Put that before anybody or anything, everything will be fine for you. You'll be fine.
All right, I'm gonna do that because I'm argued out anyway.
Yeah, no more fighting, and don't let her back because she will destroy you.
Oh damn! Just don't tell me that.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, don't tell you what.
That's gonna destroy me.
If you bring her back. She will destroy you. I would change the locks. I wouldn't argue with her anymore. I'd be done with her. I would change the lock and let it go. And she's going to have a fit because her ego is losing control over you. She's accustomed to controlling you. So she's going to say and do some crazy things. But don't react. Don't respond.
She's going to use my daughter against me. Like, I already see that happening.
Yes.
But she's going to do it. And I guess what you're saying is disassociate myself, like, I guess physically, emotionally, and mentally from my daughter as well. And
yes.
Just, like, kind of let what be.
Yes.
All right. It's hard, but I'll do it.
And it's not hard. It's just if you get out of your thought about it, you can do it. But if you think about it, the thought's going to make you think it's hard to let go. You got to be able to let the world go for what is right.
Okay. All right. All right. I can do that.
Let me know
Thank
how it goes,
Jesse.
Buddy.
All right.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
No. I did it this morning.
Hold on. Can you hold for a minute?
Yeah.
Hold on. I got to take a quick break. The news, hate is coming with the news, not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back 2 more hours to go. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bob, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Some major mess going on in the world. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. But there's some cleanup of major mess as well.
thank God for our greatest president, Trump, and RFK Jr., maybe, right? Major changes expected from the new CDC vaccine advisory panel, such as delaying, perhaps, I guess, the hepatitis B shot for the newborn babies. That might, I don't know, it might be wise. Huh? Anyway, Jimmy Kimmel is off the air indefinitely for spouting fake news and fake speculation about the guy who did in Charlie Kirk more than a week ago. And Trump supporters, just nastiness. And Trump said that's good news for America, I heard. And Trump is our greatest president. He is in the UK, United Kingdom. And he met with the royal people, nice. And also he's going to meet, if he hasn't already, with that Keir Starmer liberal. And by the way, meanwhile, here in America, major mess. It's terrible. I think cops were shot and killed in central PA. That's Pennsylvania. A couple of hours, like 2.5 hours west of, in a rural town, I guess, west of Philly. What a mess. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. Everybody loves Bible Thumpers, if they love anybody. And it's this 18th of September. That's the third Thursday of the month. Ladies, it's the Women's Forum tonight. Third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Not recorded, not streamed, okay? So you can't be like, oh, I want to Skype in or Zoom in. There's no Skype anymore. No, no such luck at this time, okay? And it's not streamed or anything. Come in person, ladies. People fly in from all over the world, all over the country. Driving from all over SoCal, and even sometimes like Arizona and Vegas and places. Cool. Oregon and Washington State. Anyway, if you can join us or join your fellow ladies and JLP tonight, do it. Nice. Anyway, rebuildingtheman.com/events. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports that a key CDC advisory panel will meet today to discuss potentially drastic changes to vaccine recommendations in the United States. So-called health experts say the panel is expected to recommend delaying hepatitis B shots for newborns, among other major updates. And Jimmy Kimmel, Disney's ABC, announced they are taking Jimmy Kimmel's late-night talk show off the air indefinitely, following comments he made about Charlie Kirk's suspected killer during his Monday monologue this week. Jimmy Kimmel's all, the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid, not a kid, who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them, and doing everything they can to score political points from it. Sounds like he's talking more about himself. Anyway, that was a quote. Following his remarks, other than they talk about himself thing, the Trump-appointed chair of the FCC publicly pressured ABC to punish Jimmy Kimmel. And I think their owner said, oh, we're not going to put him up on air. They suggested the commission could move to revoke ABC's affiliate license. Licenses. Several celebrities, at least a few, and so-called free speech groups condemned ABC, while President Donald J. Trump, a frequent and righteous critic of Jimmy Kimmel, praised the decision. Nice. President Trump is in the UK. He's meeting with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, a far-left lame-o liberal. Looks like a man, but he's a liberal. Pfft, doesn't make sense. As part of his second state visit to the UK, his first one was in his first term, several years back, and nice. So a host of topics could come up with a so-called bilateral meeting. Russia's war in the Ukraine, Israel's war in Gaza, trade. So Wednesday, Trump called the visit one of the highest honors of his life, and he was treated to an opulent banquet at Windsor Castle. Before dinner was served, King Charles III made a speech hailing the historic bond between the UK and the United States. Nice. And praising Trump trying to find solutions to world conflicts. I'm James Hake, JLP.
So got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. The second hour. Good morning. It's raining in L.A. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Raining, 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 all over this world. It rained so hard last night, and normally I don't hear the rain, but I heard it last night. It rained cats and dogs in L.A. last night, and we need the water, so I'm not complaining. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, I'm sorry, I was eating during the break there and not all. Let me just make sure it's all gone. Okay. Is my biblical question, what's the difference between a believer and a non-believer? What is the difference between a believer, now I'm a believer, and a non-believer? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around and you just can't sit and watch the show, fret not. You can still listen on your phone. You can podcast, and no matter where you are, what you're doing, you can listen on the phone live as it's happening by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. Though we take all calls on Thursday, every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord.
He's drunk as a
bastard.
Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you.
Oh, shit. Nah. Running from a life on fire. Oh, man. A man ain't got nobody jumping around like that. But okay. I want to go quick back to Dexter. And Dexter made a baby out of wet lot. Now you're paying a horrible price already for it. And he knows now what to do about it. But I want to, Dexter, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
First time caller. So I ask before the break, are you doing the silent prayer?
And the answer is this morning, yes, but I haven't been consistent at all.
And so did you do it this morning because you knew you were going to be calling me and I was going to ask about it?
No, I did it because I knew that this is what I should be doing the whole time now that I've had a couple of days alone and I can kind of get back to my habit. Because I was really consistent with it before the relationship. And once the relationship came, it's like a lot of, I just was distracted from what I needed to do the most.
What did you go and forgive your mother and your father?
Yes.
So I want to ask, you're not doing the prayers and you're not present with God, and that means that you don't love him. And you're not putting him first. You're putting your ego life first. How do you expect to get the prize from God if you don't do what he tells you to do? If you don't listen.
I don't expect it.
Oh, okay.
But I don't expect God to give me anything. I just ask God to give me the grace to accept me when I turn his way. Because, again, like I said in the beginning, sometimes I'm distracted by the world because what's going on. Like, if I'm arguing every 2 weeks, like, even though I'll go and pray, I feel like my prayers and my silence won't or hasn't reached God because my nervous system is so wrecked because, like, I'm in this just high emotional state. So
now that you're alone, what?
Now that I'm alone, I feel that I can focus more on God, which I was doing before.
What made you let her move into your, she moved into your place?
Yeah, she moved in my place.
Why did you let her move into your place? Why did you live with her before married her? I'm glad you didn't marry her now because you'd be stuck, really stuck. But why did you let her move in?
Because I thought that it was the right thing to do. She was pregnant. I'm like, we're going to get married, and now you're moving in, and we're going to live happy ever after.
And you haven't realized yet that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Yeah, you know, it's a difference between knowing and then doing. And I know that, but it sometimes it's not hard. Like, I need to stop saying that. Because it's easy to do because I've done it before. But, the tempter, once I'm off track, it's just like, my house was clean, and then they all came back with their homies, and they're like, "Yo, let's flood this house again."
That's right. So here's what I recommend: go back to practice being present, and as long as you stay present, nothing or no one can control you. But if you go out of present into your imagination, thinking about the past or the future, or what about if this and if that, then you are worshiping evil, and everybody and everything that's evil will control you.
All right. I'll do that.
And this relationship with you and this girl has already proven to you it's not meant to be. It's nothing but hell. And if you get with her, that's all you're going to ever catch is hell.
No, I don't want that.
All right.
I want to do it.
Let go. Don't let her back in. Does she have a key to your house?
Unfortunately, yes.
Change the locks now.
All right, we'll do.
If you don't, you will regret it.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to do it because I'm over it. Like, when my yes is a yes is and my no's are no's, it's good. So I'm on it. I'm going to do that and continue on the path that I was. And I will let go, and I won't make it too much hard. I'll just continue to keep my mind on God. But so you know how it is. You've had plenty of callers that's like, yeah, I want to do it, or I want to do it. But in the same time, they're like, well, what about if my child's on the street and stuff like that? I know that won't be the case.
But don't even do it if, though. You just deal with what's happening right now, because that's all you have. If you're listening to the devil.
Okay.
And a person that does, if this happened, if that happened, is a double-minded person, and they are very unstable. Don't go that route.
Okay. All right, I won't.
Unless she's working on herself and trying to hook up, she will use your child against you to control you. That's all it's about. Not like she loved the baby that much. Is that she will use it to control you.
Yeah, I would see that. Okay.
Don't fall for it. Don't split the baby in half. Let her have it.
All right, we'll do.
I wish you well. Let me know how it goes, but go back to the silent prayer. Don't judge yourself for what has happened through you. You are not guilty. You are just listening to evil. And go back to being present during the silent prayer. Go about your day. Go to work. Live your life and let the spirit of truth guide your path, and he will.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Jesse.
I wish you well, Desh. Desh.
You too.
Desh, how old are you? Oh, he gone. I want to know how old that gal was, too. Oh, amazing! 888-7753-773. Let me go to Nathan, a first-time caller out of Florida. Nathan, you are on the air.
Hey, nice to meet you, man.
Yeah, you too, Nathan.
I just have a few quick questions.
Speak up a little bit.
Oh, sorry about that. I have a few quick questions.
Okay.
I've been dealing with health issues my whole life, and it's rough, and I have to rely on my dad to kind of take care of everything, and I just want to know, do you believe that God wills people to be sick?
Does God will people to be sick?
Yeah, does God have people get, like, sick?
Not at all. There's nothing but life in God. God is love. And in him, there is no sickness. There is no evil. There is no pain. None of those things.
Okay, that's a relief, because I have a bunch of, people that I know, they believe God is sovereign, and he is, but they believe that because he's sovereign, he anything that happens is his will, people that commit suicide or, people that are under a spiritual warfare, like, that's God.
You say God is sorry?
Sovereign.
What's that?
Oh, like kings are sovereign, like in charge, whatever. Because God's in charge of everything, and he knows beginning to end.
But those people who told you that are lying to you. God, Satan is in charge of their lives. That's why they lied to you about God.
Yeah. It's a relief hearing that from you. I appreciate that, because, man, I was like, am I ever going to get out, like... I'll continue to pray. I'll continue to pray. Sorry, I'm nervous. I'm a big fan of yours.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Relax. But no, sickness is not from God. God is not trying to prove anything to you, so he's not going to make you sick to try to prove anything.
Okay. I appreciate that. Can I ask one more quick question?
Yes, sir.
Does God? I guess I don't know how to ask this. Does God still heal?
Does God what?
Does God still heal people?
100%. Yes.
How do you I don't know. Can you pray? How do you pray for healing?
By just asking him, let him know. You know what, God? I want to be healed. But let your will be done. I know that you can heal me if you want me healed. And leave it alone.
Okay.
And don't doubt. Don't get into your head. Let Satan or your little friends or the so-called Christians around you make you get into anything else. If he wants you healed, he can heal. So let him know whatever your will is. I want to be healed, God, but let thy will be done. Whatever your will is, that's what I want. He'll take care of you. Hello?
Hello?
Speak up a little bit.
Hey. Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry, I'm kind of trying to gather myself.
Okay. All right. No, he'll take care of you. God does not make you sick. God is health. He's life. He is not death. He's life.
Yes, sir.
And so just ask him, I want to be healed, God, but I want your will to be done. I know if you can heal me if you want me healed. And I'm telling you, Nathan, don't think about it. Don't get into your head about it. He'll take care of you.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
What's that?
Are you doing the silent prayer? You know about the prayer?
No, sir. I don't know much about that.
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. I want you to start doing that morning and night. And then during the day, practice being present rather than lost in your head, thinking about what's going to happen or what has happened or if this and if that. You stay present and have no thoughts about it, and you'll be fine.
Thank you. Yeah, I will. I will. And, yeah, if it's okay, like, sometime today, if you could say a prayer for me.
You already have it. I wish you well.
Yes, sir.
Did you forgive your mother?
Yes, sir.
You went to her?
I went through. I mean, she didn't really ask for forgiveness. She's kind of, yeah, I have a tough relationship with her. I'm not mad at her or anything, but she hasn't asked me for forgiveness, but I have forgiven her. She said today out loud, I forgive my mom and all the people that have hurt me.
Speak a little closer to your phone and a little louder.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Did you go to your mother and forgive her for what she's done to you?
Well, I've forgiven her, but she hasn't asked for forgiveness.
She's
so
not supposed to ask for forgiveness. You're supposed to forgive her because you're wrong for resenting her. She's wrong for what she's done to you, but if you don't forgive her, then God can't forgive you. She doesn't need to ask. You're just going to say, Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you can help yourself. I'm wrong for being mad at you about it. Don't ask her for forgiveness, and she doesn't need to ask you. God will forgive you when you forgive her.
Yes, sir. And I did that today. I actually said out loud, not to her, but because she hadn't asked, so I don't know how to go up to her and go, like, I forgive you, like, out of the blue.
Just like that.
Out loud.
That's how you do it.
Okay.
You got to face her. You can't say it out loud. You got to face her and forgive her for what she's done to you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
What do you think about that?
I think it's biblical. I need to do that.
God said, before you can enter into peace, into the kingdom of heaven within, you got to go and forgive. So you got to go and forgive your mother for what she's done to you and forgive your father for not protecting you from her. And you're going to be afraid to do it, but do it shaking in your boots. Mother, I have been resenting you. I have had this anger toward you. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. I'm sorry for resenting you. And if she cry, that's fine. If she get mad, that's fine. If she said, well, I got to forgive you, that's her fine. Don't react at all. And God will forgive you. Don't ask for forgiveness. God will forgive you when you forgive her.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I guess I just didn't do it the right way. I said out loud, like, all the people that that have hurt me, like, I forgive this person, I forgive my mom, I forgive so-and-so, you know. And,
you said that to who?
Just to myself, just because there are people that I can't really reach, like people from my past that I...
Oh, you don't need to reach all of them. You just need to forgive your mother and your father, and when you do that, you have forgiven all. You will have no more resentment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then... anything is possible for you. God will help you.
Yes, sir. I'm going to pray before I do that.
And you're going to shake in your boots. You're not going to have courage until you do it. Your courage will come. Courage will come when you face your mother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's going to be tough, but I can do it.
And why is it going to be tough?
Well, I'm not very confrontational.
You don't need to be confrontational. You're going to forgive. Why do you need to be confrontational for that?
Well, I'm not gonna try to be confrontational, but she can, you know, she can be pretty mean, pretty rough.
All mothers are evil.
I am starting to believe that.
But they can't help it. It's in the nature. It's not them, but it's the spirit of evil that made a home in them. And they got it from their mother and their mother and so on and so on and so on. Scooby, Scooby-Doo. But you got to face her, Nathan. You got to face her shaking in your boots. Don't try to get around it, because you're not going to get your courage. You're not going to enter into peace unless you deal with her. And don't argue with her. If she try to argue, don't argue back. You just forgive her.
Yes, sir. I'll make sure to stay calm and everything.
Yeah. And don't argue with her. Don't try to prove anything with her. Just say, hey, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. I'm wrong. And that's what it means to confess your sins. It means to have confessed that you have anger or resentment and that you're wrong for judging. And God will forgive you, man, and make you free.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
And again, she doesn't need to ask you. You need to forgive her. And whether she likes it or not, that's on her. You will be free.
Yes, sir. And it's weird that you're telling me to do it, because I've been getting like a feeling to do that, and like a gut feeling, like I guess from the Holy Spirit, and people have been, you know, kind of telling me the same thing. But I don't know. I didn't think anything of it. I thought maybe I could just say I forgive her without her being present, and we're no, all good. But
that's a cowardly way out. It doesn't work that way.
I guess, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm gonna have a talk with her, and I'm gonna try to be cordial. we'll see how that goes. But
you're gonna be nervous because of the resentment you have for her. You're afraid of her, but I'm telling you, once you face her, fear will disappear, and you'll be fine.
Yes, sir. I'll do that. And I live with my dad, and there's things I need to forgive him for. So I'm gonna have a talk with him too.
That's right. And however they react, that's on them. It has nothing to do with you. They just don't, if they act in a negative way, they don't want to admit that they're wrong. But that's on them. You're wrong for resenting them. They cannot help it. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, man, I wish you well. Let me know how it goes.
Okay, will do.
Any other questions?
No, not really. I'm good.
All right. Go and forgive, and God will forgive you, and healing and everything is possible.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
And God did not give you a disease or a sickness. God does not try to prove anything to anyone by making them be sick or anything. All that is from evil. It's not from God.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
To do that.
Take care, Nathan.
You too.
All right.
God bless.
All right. Super, 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 super chat.
Super chats.
On Truth Social, TJ says, I believe, in response.
I believe.
In response to the biblical question.
What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer?
I believe there is no difference, says TJ. Believer and non-believer, after watching the first half an hour of the JLP show on Country and Western Tuesday, understanding all the hay that is coming from believers on hating Charlie Kirk. Horrible and terrible assassination. That happened to Charlie Kirk. God bless Charlie Kirk and family.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
And I think John gave he snuck in one more super chat with no message over on the YouTube yesterday.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Brendan out of Canada bought a coffee. Hey, who's the Android weirdo now? Have you ever tried to download illegal music on an iPhone? It doesn't work. I'm the Android user defender. Oh, the wall going up. Bless y'all.
Oh, the wall going up.
I disclaim. Thank you, sir.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App, Mr. Sanchez, Pokemon cards and Doritos, si, señor, si.
Como te vu. Thank you.
I don't totally get the reference, but thank you.
Thank you.
Are Christians waiting for tribulation or creating it? Asks Anthony.
Well, good question. They are creating it because the tribulation has already happened. It is done. It's finished. And the new world, the new reality, the kingdom of heaven is within. Live from within, not from without, and you'll be fine. Thank you.
And a missed Rumble rant from yesterday's live stream of Punchy TV.
You got to know how to rumble.
JLP was a special guest on Punchy TV.
Isn't that amazing? was fun, too. Check it out, punchy.tv.
Celestial Lord states that chicken in the Chinese restaurant is probably Mexican rat meat.
I don't know about that.
I disclaim.
I don't know about that, but I do know, according to this report I saw, a lot of rats are coming from Mexico. Not just illegal rats, but real rats.
And Groovy Monkey says they're eating the rats.
Down in Florida, either what are they eating up? The dogs and the cats down in Ohio.
Springfield, Ohio.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out. Kevin.
Shout out, Springfield, Ohio, with no rat, with no dogs and no cats anymore.
On Cash App. This is Bond JLP Cash App. Kevin says, hello, everyone.
Hello, Kevin. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yes.
Henrik, now I've done my duty. I have made a white baby. Thank you for telling me and everyone that you have to overcome and forgive your mama. Without, I don't know if I ever would have made a new white baby. What a blessing. Thank you, Jesse.
Right on. You're welcome. If ever we needed white babies, we need them now. Make more. A whole truckload, like a Mormon. You know how Mormons have a whole lot of white babies.
Indeed, they do.
Amazing. Thank you. Right on.
Mo asks, Jesse, are you still looking for people to host a 24-hour podcast show? Radio podcast?
Yes.
Nice.
We got some people lined up too. It's amazing. Yes.
Cool. Blunt Wit says, if there was an I really like that shirt. GB and GL.
This is here?
I'm referring to your shirt, yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This shirt is so comfortable too. It's amazing. Thank you.
Nice. And thank you, Blunt Wit. Chris Jen, do you ever... He is been a member for 3 months, by the way.
Thank you.
Do you ever give money to people on the streets / beggars? For example, a mentally challenged person who literally can't provide for himself?
No. All you're going to do is make them worse. Uh-uh. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris Jan.
Yeah.
23B Rad. God bless you, Jesse and crew. I hope you realize how much you help people.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right. Amazing. Thank you.
Gustavo, a believer. Oh, this might be a biblical question response.
What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer?
Gustavo says a believer is a person who lives for the afterlife and not for the now. And the non-believers don't care about the afterlife and live without worrying.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Let's stop there for a minute.
We'll read the rest later,
amazing.
Guys.
Amazing. Thank you all. Let me go to Andy out of New Jersey. Andy, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Andy.
Listen, man, I got some bad news to tell you.
What's the bad news?
The bad news is I feel that advice you gave to Dexter was terrible.
Hold on a minute, Andy. Can you hold one? Let me take a break.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and
I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
And
people want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because a lot of, we don't have more, most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Support us on social media. I got to mention that. And I do appreciate it. We're on pure.net/JesseLeePeterson. JLP Talk on X. Kink.com/JesseLeePeterson. Cozy.tv, where Christ is King. Cozy.tv/JLP Talk. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram and Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Like, follow, subscribe, and comment, and do all that good stuff. Amazing. And I thank you in advance. And if you need counseling, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. You may only need one session, two at best. Even though some people are like, just I want to do like a follow-up. That's up to you. Family and individual by phone, Skype, and walk-in or walk-ins. And be patient when you make your appointment, because I got so much. I mean, I'm just filled up with counseling. All right? So, but we try to get you in as quickly as possible. If someone should cancel, we let you know. Or they reschedule, we let you know. So go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND. All right? 800-411-BOND. We let Andy go because he called yesterday or the day before, and he was all dirty talking about VJs and all that. So we can't have that here. So, Andy, I can't talk to you, buddy. Let me go to Jason out of Long Island, New York. Jason, you are on the air.
Well, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Jason.
Good, good. You know, today is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Bible Thumper Thursday.
Hallelujah.
Amazing.
And, you know, sometimes I go to church, and my pastor, he says that he lays hands on people and casts demons out. And I was thinking about you, because you used to tell that you used to lay hands on people and, you know, heal them. And then you say you stopped. Well, why did you stop?
Because the last person I did that with, I felt a demon come out of him into my hand. And so I stopped using my hand, and I started using the cross.
So you stopped, but, you know,
I stopped using my bare hands, and I started using the cross to lay on people. And that way, they could be healed that way, and they won't affect me.
Oh, so you still heal them?
I haven't done it in a while, but I don't want the demon to come out. I don't want, the demon to come out into my hand, into my army. So I used to cross now. I haven't done it in a long time, but I used to cross. Get behind me, Satan.
Get behind me, Satan. Yeah, because Jesus said, you know, we got to go and make disciples and cast out demons and heal the sick and whatnot. So, yeah, I don't know. I was just wondering about that. And another question that I have is, I saw you doing a commercial, like an ad about cigars, and I saw you smoking a cigar. I was like, what the?
Oh, let me show you that. Just so the people know what you're talking about, here is what you're referring to. Watch this.
Yeah.
Oh, you need a little bit more time to pull it up.
I also live in a pod. And
people tell me I have a lot of alpha energy. Jesse, what gives you so much alpha energy, they say? Is it energy drinks? No. Is it cigars? No. This Afro jerky from Big Club, USA. That was it?
No, that was just the cigar part, the relevant part.
But why you stopped it?
Free advertising.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
That's what you're referring to, right?
Yep.
It was for the Afro jerky. And I don't smoke cigar, but because I was doing the ad, that commercial, that cigar made me hungry and high.
What the?
Amazing. So
how is that different? Yes.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
I have.
And you're doing the silent prayer and all that?
I'm a Hispanic, so we're doing the, bless my mama, bless my papa, forgive my sins,
Do you do the silent prayer?
Yeah, when I run out of things to say, I say, Holy Spirit, pray for me.
Oh, whatever. And so you went to your mother and forgave her?
Yeah.
And what did she say when you forgave her?
You know, same old thing. I should be forgiving you, you know.
Is that what she told you?
Yeah, they don't get it, you know.
They get it, but they don't want to admit they're wrong. Your mother understood when you were forgiving her, but she didn't like the pain of realizing she was wrong, so she tried to blame you or someone else. So they get it. They're just acting out. But, Jason, I got to run. I can't play anymore. I appreciate it.
All right,
buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first time caller, Cole, out of Texas. Cole, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Cole.
I just wanted to tell you, last year I was angry and living in hell every day on earth, and really struggling with stuff, and then I found you, and it really helped me. You pulled me out of all of it.
Well, you stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets clearer and better.
Yes, sir. That's true. Amazing. And the biblical question.
What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer?
Yeah, I think everybody's evil. Everybody has the same spirit in them until they overcome it. So
what's the difference between a believer and a non-believer?
No different.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
My opinion. Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate that. And you stay with it, man. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. So thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. Amazing. Cole, out of first time call out of Texas. David is out of Texas. Everybody and their mama from Texas. David, you're on the air.
Jesse Lee Peterson, thank you for taking my call again.
Yes, sir.
Yes, let me answer your question, Jesse. Give me the question.
What the biblical question?
Yes, sir.
What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer?
The difference between a believer and a non-believer, Jesse, is that a believer will receive the Holy Spirit and get discernment between common sense and evil. And a non-believer, he'll believe everything, he or she will believe everything that comes into their mind. Because our thoughts are not the Lord's thoughts, and our ways are not the Lord's ways.
Amazing.
What do you think about that, Jesse?
Well, I put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that.
No, Jesse, let me share something with you.
David. I really do appreciate it, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
I can share something with you real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. I was just letting you know about that.
Okay, Jesse. It amazes me, Jesse, that the Word is in the Bible. And it amazes me that when someone gets asked about baptism, they tear that lesson out, that there shouldn't be any baptism. As it says in Mark 16:16, Matthew 28:19, and Acts 2:38. It amazes me, Jesse. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, buddy. I don't know what you're referring to, but okay. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Super chat.
Anthony says it's Bible Thumping Thursday. Quick, lock the door.
Bible Thumping Thursday. Thank you.
That's on Cash App. DJT 2020 on Rumble. John 16:20. Very truly, I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy.
That's deep. Thank you. Baba Thumpa Thursday. Right on.
E. Lem says, non-believers will call... This might be a biblical question response. What is the difference?
What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer?
Non-believers will call evil good and good evil, and a believer will not deny God and Jesus no matter what.
Amazing. Thank you. Great. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Gregatron says, nice shirt, Jesse. What the?
Thank you.
Is that a new one?
What the? No, I just haven't worn it in a while. What the? Thank you.
American flag emoji.
Right on. Thank you.
Someone five coffees. Goodbye, Jimmy Kimmel. Kiss. My. $8 sign. I just don't like the fella, says someone.
Amazing someone. Yeah, they according to a report, they put Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Show on hold indefinitely.
That's right.
Because of what he said, according to the report, what he said about the either Kurt or Trump or one of those people. Something like that. Amazing. Thank you.
And Arnoldo, Jesse, do you love the anime Jesus?
The anima?
Anime Jesus.
I don't know what that is.
Well, we saw a picture of him on Punchy TV yesterday.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't even know. I understand that, to be honest, but thank you.
Nice. Anthony says, this might be a biblical question related. What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer?
Okay.
Believer, non-believer, or dumb and dumber? What he says.
And that's the answer to the question?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
That's how his Cash Apps are. It's like tricky to read and understand. And thank you guys. I do believe that may, let me just double check one more time, be all for now.
Thank you all. I do appreciate it. Let me go to Panama and talk to, is it Adrian? Adrian, I asked him to call back. He called yesterday, but we ran out of time. Adrian, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Adrian.
Hey, man. So, I talked to you. You encouraged me to go forgive my mother. I've been listening to you for only about 3 weeks, so this is all kind of new to me, except I've been forgiving myself for years, for anger, for emotions, for all kinds of things. But I finally went and actually forgive my mother face to face. And it was interesting.
What happened?
That's all I can say.
What happened?
Yeah. I mean, she initially took it as an apology, which, you know, I remember you saying, you know, don't make amends. And so I kind of cleared that up with her. I said, well, I'm not really here to kind of kiss and make up or apologize or anything. I'm here to forgive you.
Right.
And let go of the anger, you yeah. know. So, I mean, basically, you know, she didn't really understand. She didn't want to kind of fully admit. She could kind of accept that she had anger. But as soon as I would use words like hate or evil,
yeah.
that's where she kind of, that's what tripped her up. And so she reacted pretty badly to that. And I would just ask her questions, you know, just like I watch you doing. I see you asking people simple questions that, you know, it's hard to bullshit with, pardon my language, but with simple questions.
All right.
So, you know, I just ask her, well, you know, if you have anger, does that make you do good things or evil things?
Good question.
You know, so through, yeah. So, I mean, through basic arithmetic like that, you're able to walk any deceiver through any point and get them to admit truth without even necessarily realizing it. It's amazing. So,
yeah. Amazing.
I entertained her for probably a little longer than I would have any other person. I kind of let her do that for maybe a good 30, 40 minutes, you know.
And why did you allow that to happen?
Old habits die hard, you know. I've been so used to putting up with her and listening to her that, you know, I let her have her objections, and I would just, again, I would just walk her through everything with basic questions. I guess I could say it's kind of a morbid curiosity. I wanted to see what would come out of her. And that was the most interesting thing. It was mostly all just blame and projection and judgment. And, yeah, it's fascinating. I mean, she's the same old person. And I definitely don't expect her to change, but that's really not the point.
That's right. Absolutely. And so. You said in your opening statement that you've always forgiven yourself for anger and all that?
Correct. In about 2007, my eyes were opened by a guy named Bernard Pullman from South Africa. And to be honest, Jesse, you might want to check this out, because you and him are the only two people I've ever met in my life that actually lived forgiveness. You didn't just talk about it. You actually live it.
But when you say you forgive yourself for anger, how do you forgive yourself?
What I do is I recognize my thoughts. I get in the habit of writing out my thoughts and being honest with myself. So that's the first tool I apply, self-honesty. And then once I'm honest with myself about what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking, I'll either say it out loud or speak it out loud in my head. Or if I've got a pen and paper in front of me, a lot of the time I'll just write it out and I'll say, I forgive myself for accepting and allowing myself to, you know, fill in the blank. To be angry, to judge, to feel irritated, to feel insecure, to, you know, and I've been doing this with literally everything for, since 2007, 2008.
Who is the self that you have forgiven?
The self that I'm forgiving is the self that I believe myself to be. It's like a demonic entity that was created from the anger that I learned from my parents.
But who are you?
The real me?
No, who life. Are you?
I'm life.
You who?
Life.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what life is?
No.
Okay. Everything is life. And life is everything.
But because of time, how can you forgive a self that doesn't exist?
Pardon me?
How can you? You said for the last 2 years or so, you've been forgiving yourself. How are you able to forgive a self that doesn't exist?
as in the real me or my demonic self?
How are you able to forgive a self when you say you forgave yourself over 2 years or so?
Right.
2 years. How can you forgive a self that doesn't exist?
I mean, that's kind of the point, is you realize it's not real. It's an illusion.
But
it
how can you
exist.
Forgive a self that does? You spend all that time writing, forgiving yourself.
Right.
How can you forgive a self that doesn't exist?
By not participating in the illusion.
What do you mean by that?
By not participating in my thoughts, my feelings, and my emotions.
But then, but what self were you forgiving then?
The self that is my thoughts, feelings, and emotions, which is not real. It's a demonic possession.
Okay, maybe I just don't understand what you mean, but I'm glad.
Did you forgive
your father too?
My father's dead.
Oh, okay.
You know, again, I never heard about actually going and face to face, you know, forgiving them until I found you. But I said, I've been doing
self-forgiveness. Are you doing a silent prayer?
No, I have to check that out.
Yeah, rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer.
Prayer is something I've never really grasped or understood because I don't have beliefs.
One you don't need to grasp. You don't need to believe. You don't need to understand it. You just need to do it. And because you're going to go to the Father as you are, and the Father will give you understanding, all right?
Very cool. But I'm curious, Jesse. You said that there's something that you don't understand about what I was saying. What do you not understand?
About how you forgive a self that doesn't exist.
Right. So you're saying that anger, it's not real. It doesn't exist. Is that correct?
No, what I'm saying is that there is no you for you to forgive.
There is no me to forgive.
Right.
So you're saying I don't exist?
Right.
Okay. So...
And
right.
There's no you that's ever done anything wrong. There's no you. You're not guilty of anything. And so this idea that you forgave yourself was another false identity, a false self. And all you did was create another false self.
So you're saying I do not exist. Within saying I do not exist, are you saying life and nothing exists?
No, I'm saying you don't exist.
So what does, if I do not exist and you do not exist, what does exist?
God and the truth.
Right. So is God not just another word for life?
Not that I'm aware of, unless there are people that does that.
But what's the difference? Like if God is everything.
I don't know. People use all kinds of words and they make things sound nice, but...
Right.
The meaning. But most of the time, it has no meaning. So I don't know what. I've not heard anyone say that. So I don't know what they mean when they say it.
Well, to me, God is one of those words that you're talking about because I understand what life is. I'm living.
What is life?
Everything.
Meaning what?
All things in existence.
But the things in existence are not real.
So then life is not real.
But see, that's why I say I don't know what you mean by life. But Adrian, thank you. I got to take a break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news.
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
As you heard earlier last hour, some cops were shot and killed in a rural town outside of Philly, west of Philly, a couple of hours west of Philly. Pardon me, and the Fed lowered the interest rates. Nice, a little bit, on Wednesday. I guess it's nice. I don't know. Trump has been telling him to do it. Too late is what Trump calls Jerome Powell. I might have seen that on Anchor Baby or something. Nice. And it is indeed a tropical storm, Gabrielle. Shout out, Gabrielle. It has formed. It was a tropical depression I presented to you yesterday, if you remember, on Hake News. Very memorable. Every Hake News, so memorable. So now it's a tropical storm. Exciting. Hopefully, you know, hunker down if you need to hunker down. I don't know. And so this is the end of our... Oh, by the way. And a Spirit Airlines pilot, perhaps not the Anchor Baby. I don't think it was Anchor Baby, because Anchor Baby, I won't disclose whether or not he has an iPad, but nobody, no air traffic controller has ever told Anchor Baby, put the iPad down, pay attention. You got scolded by air traffic control, this Spirit Airlines pilot, after not immediately responding to instructions as Air Force One flew about 8 miles away. 8 miles is awfully close. That's like a near miss, practically, or something. I don't know. Or near hit. Whatever. And so, nice. Exciting. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is the third Thursday of the month, September 18th, 2025 AD. And that means it's the Women's Forum tonight, 7 p.m., just in about 11 hours. Okay, ladies? Do join Jesse Lee and your fellow ladies. And I may be using the term loosely, even if you don't feel very ladylike, ladies, but you are really looking for the truth, come and join the feast. The feast on truth. No food provided, okay? And don't bring your own food either, because it's not allowed inside the sanctuary. But anyways, rebuildingtheman.com/events. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby, make sure if you are interested, I think it was pretty good, Punchy TV yesterday, it's available on audio podcast as well as video on Punchy TV YouTube channel. If you're one of those people who likes to shun YouTube, just still go over and subscribe and watch the good stuff on YouTube, which is, I think it includes Punchy TV sometimes, right? Nice. Anyway, Trump is over there in, where? Over in the UK. And I heard that he was having like a live news conference or something earlier last hour with that Keir Starmer fella. And yesterday, thousands of demonstrators made their way through the streets of London. Destroyed London. Terrible. I'm not saying that they destroyed London, but they're not a nice sight to see, hoisting signs, flying flags, and carrying banners to make their opposition to Trump known, as if he cares. And the Pennsylvania shooting, 3 officers were killed and 2 were seriously injured after a suspect opened fire while shot at them while law enforcement officials attempted to serve a warrant on Wednesday in central Pennsylvania, also known as PA. The officers headed to arrest that man on stalking and trespassing charges when he began shooting, said officials. Incident happened in North Codorus Township, rural area, 2.5 hours west of Philadelphia, city of brotherly love, by the way. Authorities said that the suspect was dead after being shot by police. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro denouncing the shooting and addressed ongoing issues of so-called gun violence in the United States. So he's a Democrat, not a Christian. Scum of the earth. But somebody tried to burn his house down. That's not right. The governor's mansion or something? We need to do better as society, claimed he. So maybe he should start doing better and become a Republican and a Trump supporter. And maybe even a Christian. I don't know. Or at least act like one. 37 law enforcement officers have been killed in the line of duty this year, per data from the FBI, which is It's fairly high. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer? What is the difference between a believer and a non-believer? I apologize. I'm trying to eat something while I'm on break, so I have a little energy, right? I was told to eat a little something, so I'm getting up. I'm done with it now, I think. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast. But you could be listening on your phone. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. If you're white, they mama if you're black. And so you're running around different time zones, so you can podcast, but you can be listening on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday, and every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
I got news for you. We're getting closer to his return. And the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
Who is that? What a mess. A party over here. What a mess. Before I go back to the callers here, I want to show you a little something. Again, it's a spiritual battle. And I've been telling you that do what you want and hold on to your anger if you like, your resentment, and you call it good, call it righteous if you want. And see how far that gets you, right? But I've been telling you that all free men and women have overcome anger. And you don't have, if you think you have righteous anger, you don't have it. Believe me, your anger is pure evil. And so some of you know about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And I believe they're having a funeral this week or this weekend or something like that. But it's been interesting in when Charlie was assassinated as opposed to when George Floyd died. The reaction to the world. And so what I want to do is I want to show you how black people mourn situations, how they react to a mourning situation, mourning, right? Versus white people. So I want to show you the difference between Black Lives Matter mourning and mourning, M-O-U-R-I-N-G, right? M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. And I want to show you the difference in the way the mega people mourn a situation. So here's a video showing Black Lives Matter way of mourning. Watch this on X. Here mourning. George Floyd death. They're mourning the black. They're so sad, right? Isn't that amazing? And then I want to show you how white people / mega people mourn a situation. Watch this from X. Isn't that amazing? See the difference between blacks and whites? Amazing, huh? What a mess. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. And white people have allowed the blacks to take over their country. And that's what you're going to get. More of that. Amazing. So I want to know your thoughts on this situation in Dearborn, Michigan. This is hell on earth. Hell is on earth inside of human beings. Human nature is evil. And earth is not heaven. And God is not man. Fox News is reporting. At a Dearborn City Council meeting last week, Mayor Hammond told, I believe that's Hammond, I'm not sure. It doesn't look like no Abdullah, man. It looks like H-A-M-M-O-U-D. Hamoud? Why are you calling that? Abdullah, I'm talking to my producer. Abdullah Hamoud. Why don't these people get an American name when they come here? What's this mess? This guy told a local resident, according to Fox News, told a local resident that a local representative, a guy by the name of Barham, a Christian, Barham is a Christian, that he was not welcome in the city of, after Barham raised concern about a new street sign. Watch it for Fox News.
feel like having that sign up there, it's almost like having, you know, name a street, Hezbollah Street or Hamas Street. I mean, Hezbollah, you know, bombed the embassy in Beirut, and including many Americans. So I just feel that's quite inappropriate.
You are an Islamophobe. And although you live here, I want you to know, as mayor, you are not welcome here. And the day you move out of the city will be the day that I launch a parade celebrating the fact that you moved out of the city. Because you are not somebody who believes in coexistence.
Now, what you're looking at is Wednesday night's Dearborn City Council meeting, and it was a resident, Ted Burham, criticizing the sign, the mayor, Abdullah Hamoud, not holding back, saying it absolutely should have gone up, and saying that Burham has made, quote, cruel remarks on YouTube about Islam and Muslims, and that he's very well aware of everything that he's been saying. Now, that sign officials put up on Tuesday honoring Osama Sabalani for his leadership and 40-plus years of work as a journalist.
Amazing, huh? In the United States of America, you allow your enemies to come in and take over. One white man decided, according to the report, to speak up. And all the other white guys just sitting there looking pitiful and scared. This is so pitiful. According to the Free Detroit Press, said, they didn't see any hateful remarks by the Christian man on video, despite what the mayor claimed. See, white people, they have done this in Europe. They let these Allahu Akbar people in, and they're taking over Europe in the same way they're taking over America. That guy should not be in America, not the white man. How are you going to tell the white man he came, he doesn't want him in that town, whatever he said? You're not welcome. Think about that. In the United States of America, you're giving your country away to the enemy within. It's interesting, in the same way white Americans are giving away their country to the enemy within our country, that's how you give away your thoughts, your feeling, your imagination to your enemy within. You just turn over your thoughts to the enemies within. You let them control you and make you say and do what you don't want. Amazing, huh? If ever we need our country back, we need it now. White people, you're losing your white world all around the world. And it's your fault because you're afraid. You won't speak up for a name called fear. What's somebody call you? What kind of sense does that make? What do you think of this situation between a mother and a daughter from the Daily Mail? A progressive teacher filmed herself telling her young daughter she had the best news ever, prompting them to be excited, and said Donald Trump died. Let's see here. A progressive teacher filmed herself telling her young daughter she had the best news ever, prompting them to excitedly say Donald Trump died, and later guessing Vice President J.D. Vance died and Elon Musk died. Watch this from the Daily Mail.
I have the best news ever.
What?
Back. I have the best news ever.
What? Donald Trump died?
Second best news.
The vice president died?
Okay, third best news.
That Elon Musk died?
Okay, no. Nobody died. My best friend's getting married.
Which one is it?
Taylor Swift! Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got engaged!
Amazing, huh? You see why you need fathers to protect the children from the mothers? That's evil. And this is why you should be married when you have children. And this kind of father that can deal with the woman in the right way. Because this is what mothers do to children. According to this report from the Daily Mail, the teacher's husband is a Lieutenant Colonel Adam Cole with the Colorado National Guard. This woman is married, according to the report, a teacher and to a husband who was in the National Guard. Here's an image of the progressive teacher and her husband, Adam Cole, a lieutenant. Amazing. Adam must be a beta to let this woman destroy his children like that. There you go. Isn't that crazy? No, another best news. Not that, another best news. If ever we need you, Lord, we need you now. Fathers, men, if you can't guide the woman in the right way to go, show her how to raise your children, why make them? Why even bother get married to make children and just turn them over to evil women like that? Why? Why? This is hell on earth inside of human beings. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. Here's a black guy, according to this report, went on a rampage and stabbed two women before drowning. From WCTV on Thursday, Tallahassee Police Department identified a 19-year-old McCain as the suspect connected to the stabbing of two women in Cascade Park after stabbing the two women. The suspect ran toward a fence retaining wall, according to the police, and jumped into the pond. Watch this from WCTV.
And I'm Jacob Murphy. Tallahassee police describing last night's double stabbing in Cascades Park as a random act of violence with no known motive.
Yeah, that's right. I also spoke with three witnesses who, some of them, a little bit afraid to go on TV. They're frankly still recovering, but I do want to share what they said. I'll get out of the way so you can take a look. They describe a shirtless man prowling around the park with no shoes, sneaking in and around the cars, and eventually pouncing, stabbing a woman in the stomach who was putting her baby in the car near this DOT parking lot. Now, the witnesses say a group of people began a chase following the shirtless man from that DOT parking lot to what's known as the little DOT parking lot just down the road on Swanee Street. Near that area, a witness says a second woman was stabbed after she was taken as kind of a hostage. One witness told us she fought for her life, maybe throwing an elbow to get away. Now, finally, witnesses say the suspect went from that little DOT parking lot, ran across the park, past the amphitheater, over to the water, where that suspect eventually drowned.
Amazing, huh? His first name is Octavius. Octavius McCain. Isn't that amazing? Hell on earth inside of human beings. The suspect was formerly listed as a missing autistic person. And one eyewitness gave a response. Watch this from WCTV.
The Tallahassee Police Department identified 19-year-old Octavius McCain as the suspect in the double stabbing at Cascades Park Wednesday night. Police Chief Lawrence Revel calls it a random act of violence from someone in severe mental distress. McCain was listed as a missing autistic person back in 2021. That's the photo you're looking at now. One eyewitness inside the park at the time describes a chaotic scene.
Basically, both of the victims, one, I just want to say, they're very courageous. The one girl was caught off guard, but the second girl, she was caught off guard as well, but she fought back. Both were able to get away, which is a good thing.
What's wrong with the blacks? What a mess, huh? So, according to the report, our Tabor ran across the park, jumped over the fence into the water, and drowned. What a mess! Hell on earth inside of human beings. And you think that's bad, and it is. This is evil. It's evil. According to Yahoo News, if ever black, there was a time that the blacks needed God, it is now. Yahoo News has reported an Arizona man was beaten by fellow moviegoers after allegedly urinated inside the theater during a showing of Demon Slayer. Watch this from Live 5 News.
Chaos at the movies in Surprise this weekend after police say a man exposed himself and urinated inside the theater.
Yeah, it happened Friday night at the AMC Surprise Point. That's where officers responded to the disturbance. Witnesses told police that the man was confronted after he got up, unzipped his pants, and started peeing during a screening of Demon Slayer. Moviegoers confronted the man and started hitting him. The suspect, Limmel Hull, was later arrested and booked on charges of indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, and criminal damage. Hull appeared in court Saturday afternoon. He was later released. A witness tells us AMC gave everyone in the theater a refund.
Isn't that amazing? The black man peeing in the bathroom. I mean, in the theater, where the white people are sitting. You still want to go to movies? The world gone crazy. 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Alex out of Texas. Alex, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse? Can I thump the
All
Bible?
All is well.
Hey, so John 16:25-28. Though I have been speaking figuratively, a time is coming when I will no longer use this kind of language, but will tell you plainly about my Father. In that day you will ask in my name. I'm not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. No, the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, sir.
All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go. There's a line open. Let me go to Aaron out of Texas. Aaron, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Aaron.
So I wanted just to answer the question briefly.
What's the difference between a believer and a non-believer?
Well, that all has to do with what do you believe in? Because even Satan believes in God, and the demons tremble at the name of Jesus. If you don't have faith or believe that Jesus died for you and rose from you, you don't have faith in the cross. It doesn't matter what you believe in. Do you disagree?
No, the question is, what is the difference between a believer and a non-believer?
Well, if you put it that way, again, I'll have to say it depends on what you believe in. And I'd have to say there's no difference if you don't believe in Jesus Christ crucified, who came to die for your sins. If your faith isn't in that, it doesn't matter what you believe in.
And so you responded to the biblical question, what's the difference between a believer and a non-believer? You're saying the difference is what?
It doesn't make a difference.
What do you mean by that?
Because what do you believe in? A believer of what?
Aaron, are you responding to the biblical question?
Yeah.
And so what is the difference between a believer and a non-believer?
So if you want me to give you my own definition of people...
Oh, I thought you were calling to respond to the biblical question. Is that why you called? Yeah, that's why I called. So what is the difference between a believer and a non-believer?
So you're not going to define what a believer is or a non-believer is to know the difference? I'm saying it doesn't matter because...
What does it matter?
Because it matters what you believe in. What's the definition of a believer to you? If your definition of a believer is somebody who believes in God, you know, a non-believer believes in God also. Satan believes in God. The demons believe
in God. Aaron, I don't understand your response to the biblical question. What is the difference between a believer and a non-believer? Let's start with a believer first. Maybe that'll help you. What is a believer?
A believer to me is somebody who believes that Jesus Christ came and died for their sins, rose from the dead, and now we did the same thing. It's like we died on the cross. We rose with him, and now that Christ is in us, I believe in Jesus Christ.
And what's a non-believer?
A non-believer is anybody who don't believe what I just said.
Are you reading from the Quran or something?
No, I'm a Christian.
And so what's a non-believer?
Well, if it isn't Jesus Christ and him crucified, it's another gospel.
Would that mean Jesus Christ and him crucified?
Well, that's the foundation, Jesse. If you don't believe in that Jesus came, died on the cross for you, rose again, and is now sitting at the right hand of the Father, if you don't believe in that, if you believe in yourself, your religion,
and Jesus Christ, him crucified? What does that mean?
You don't know what it means?
Aaron, what does that mean?
That means that Jesus took our place on the cross. In and of ourselves, we could not save ourselves.
Okay, so let me restate the question because of time,
Aaron.
Jesus
had to come.
And what's the difference between a believer and a non-believer? Real fast, what's the difference?
A believer believes that Jesus Christ, without him dying on the cross, raising from the dead, and saving us from our sins, any non-believer.
And then a non-believer is what?
Doesn't believe what I just said. Doesn't believe in Jesus Christ.
I appreciate that, Aaron. Thank you.
All right.
All right, buddy. 888-77. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Aaron. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, you are on the air.
Morning.
Hey, Brandy.
Hey, can I read a couple Bible verses that I found last night?
Well, not a whole bunch, but yes.
They're short. They're not too bad.
Okay.
So, John 12:23, I replied, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. And I thought it was interesting because Charlie Kirk, supposedly he died 12:23.
So you think that reverse is talking about Charlie Kirk?
No, I'm just looking up like the verses.
But why'd you bring up Charlie after you read that verse? Hold on for me, Brandy. Let me take a break. I'll be right back. 888-77 Jesse. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Folks, welcome back. Baba Thumper Thursday, 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up after at the top of this hour, right after my show. And you don't want to miss it, believe me. If you've not heard it yet, you owe it to yourself. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. And then the one, the only, Energy Everywhere, given to him by God, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Right after the Hake Report at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then tonight at 7 p.m., the Women's Forum. It's the third Thursday night of the month for ladies only. And those meetings are on fire. Even though it make me get to bed late. Well, they don't make me get to bed. But I go to bed late. It's worth it. The fellowship is a mind-blowing, ladies. So come on down at meeting starts at 7 p.m. every third Thursday night of the month. And last but not least for now, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I can't wait to talk to Scott again, especially after he said he had considered suicide. So I had a discussion with Scott Adams. He is the creator of Dearbert cartoons. And the host of Real Coffee with Scott Adams. Why is this?
Next time on The Fallen State.
So I had planned at the end of June to take my life.
Were you wondering if you were going to hell or heaven?
That's not part of my belief system. But I do think there's a non-zero chance that we're a simulation. That still implies that we're created by some higher intelligence.
Anytime you go into thoughts about the past or future, you're asleep.
I think even the scientists would agree.
So are you asleep or awake right now?
How would I know? How would I know?
Interesting talk. Fun talk and interesting. And I thought it was so interesting that Scott had planned suicide, assisted suicide, and he was supposed to do it, I believe it was the end of June or July, somewhere in there. But something happened that changed his mind. Wait and see. It's going to blow your mind. The FallenState.tv tomorrow at 11 a.m. And you can become a member. You can support The Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel, TheFallenState.tv, or Jesse Lee, or locals, JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. All right. Let me go quickly back to Brandy out of Hawaii. So, Brandy, you read a verse from the Bible, and then you associated that to Charlie Kirk. Why?
I'm just finding it interesting.
What's interesting about that and Charlie? That has no relationship.
Well, with the Democratic Party, everything that's being exposed on them right now, it's just a mixture of those and a few other ones that are 1223 that I was reading yesterday.
I'm sorry?
That I found just super, I just found them super interesting because of the other ones on, I don't know how to explain
so that. So read that because of time, read that first verse you read.
So the one I read a few minutes ago was, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
And you said that remind you of Charlie Kirk?
It's just interesting with everybody in the world glorifying God right now. It's just kind of what a coinkadink. I just want to point that out. But can I read one more?
I'll let you read it, but I don't understand how what you read have anything to do with Charlie Kirk.
Because God is being glorified right now in the earth. Like, everybody's out, cheering him and glorifying him right now. And it just happens to be a Bible verse that lands up the time that Charlie Kirk died. I just find that kind of strange. Like, is God maybe speaking through this time? I don't know.
So why are the people out singing and lifting up holy hands and hooping and hollering, why do you call that glorifying God?
Well, doesn't it say in the Bible that you should be praising him? And it seems like people are out praising him right now, and people are out going to church right now.
Why do you call that glorifying God?
I should have known you were going to put a twist on all this.
I'm not putting a twist. I'm asking the question. What verse did you read? What was the verse you read? What verse from what and what?
Okay, so the next one.
No.
What immediately.
Hey. What? What was the verse you just read? Was it from?
It's from John 12:23.
Oh, okay. And so why do you call lifting up holy hands and praying and crying and carrying on glorifying God?
I don't know why you're going to ask me this. I think that God would want you to praise him and acknowledge him, I guess, is what I'm trying to think of. I think that he's being acknowledged, and I think that maybe that is a form of glorifying him. People are speaking about him. They're bringing him back.
And why do you think that's a form of glorifying God?
To acknowledge him? Why is it a form of glorifying him?
And why do you think to be lifted up, hold a hand, crying and carrying on, is acknowledging God? I'm just trying to understand. Why do you say they're acknowledging God when they do that?
I wouldn't say just out about, that would be necessarily just glorifying God, but just the fact that people are talking about him more is, I would say, a form of glorifying him.
And how is that a form of glorifying him?
To talk about him?
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just wondering where you're getting all those ideas from.
I don't know. I feel like you're trying to trick me.
How am I trying to trick you? I'm only asking a question.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about it and call you back. Or I'll call Hake and if I think of it by then.
Okay. And you wanted to read
but
one
can I read
verse?
This one more?
Yeah.
Yeah. So immediately, because Herod did not give praise to God, the angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. Acts 12:23. So it's just weird because Ilhan Omar looks like she's being removed. Jimmy Kimmel is being removed. And all these people are, getting attention. And it's kind of weird. Like, I feel like God maybe be talking through these verses of what's coming to us and to the Democratic Party, to the evil, the demons, and et cetera, you know.
So you think God?
I have more I could read, but we don't have much time. So.
Right. So you think God is talking through numerology?
Well, he did write a book of numbers. So he is all about numbers.
So you think God is talking through...
Yeah, I do believe God.
You think God is talking through numerology?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. What the... Thank you, Brandy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Can I ask one more thing and I'll leave you alone?
Yes.
So when you laid hands on that person and you felt the demon go in you, what were you saying?
Oh, like, what?
Did you just say, in the name of Jesus? Did you say, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out?
No, or, I said, what?
What saying to him? That's what you, okay. I was just curious.
Thank you.
I'll call back and ask you later.
All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first time call out of Canada. Chris. Chris, you are on the air.
What's up, Jesse?
All is well, Chris.
So look, my question is about one of the verses in the Bible. I can't really recall which one, but it goes something like, cannot love the earth because the earth is of evil. And then you say that if you don't love, that means you hate. So how does that work?
Repeat that. I'm sorry.
So the verse basically says you can't love the earth because the earth is of evil.
I don't know what you're referring to. What's
that's one of the verses.
Where's that? Where is that in the Bible?
I'm not sure, honestly. I don't remember. But I know it is in the Bible. If I search it up, I could find it.
Find it and call me back on it, because I don't know. You may be right, but I have no idea what you're saying. That's all.
How come you don't have no idea what I'm saying? That's pretty clear, no?
Not to me. It may be clear to you, and it may be... Hold on. Find that verse, and I'll come back to you. Don't hang up. I really want to understand what you're asking. Let me go to first-time caller out of Indiana. Jonathan, you are on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Justin?
All is well, Jonathan.
Well, good stuff. I'm glad to hear that. So, I will start with my question.
Yes, sir.
Basically, I wanted to keep it simple. I just thought, thinking in the moment, figure out here you go.
I guess it relates to,
sorry to mumble. I do that a lot. I will try and not.
Okay.
So, it does relate to the question before that the lady was talking about Brandy, in a way that I do wonder right now, with all the confusion, everything going on, and how do we know how to navigate? And I know the answer probably seems simple. How do we know how to like navigate what is being put out there and differentiate the truth? Because we may be thinking we're putting things together, but we may also be, you know, being fed things like to make us think we're putting things together. And it's so, with through all the confusion, I don't know if that's the best way to put it. I tried to word it as good as possible.
Do that by letting go in one ear out of the other, and don't agree or disagree, and you'll be able to see the truth of what's happening.
Don't
have any agreement or disagree with the world.
Agree or disagree. I'm going to try and roll with those words today, because I do know it, but I guess I do struggle with some anger, so it's not easy to deal with.
And so why would you drop your anger?
Yeah, man, I've been working on it.
Why don't you drop it?
I'm still in the process of, I guess I'm comfortable with it, which I hate to say.
So you don't want to drop your anger?
Maybe the part of me that's comfortable and doesn't want to give up the ways that I know. You know, like you said, I got to fight through it. So maybe just the body.
So you don't want to drop your anger?
I do. But I wish I could say that confidently. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it doesn't. Either you want to drop it or you don't want to drop it. Which one is it?
I don't, in the moment. I'm hoping to get to a point where I do want to, but it feels like it's habits and comfort that's causing me to say that.
Habit and comfort causing you to say what?
Yeah, like that I don't want to drop my anger because if I understand correctly, it's like a part of me. And so it's like dying, obviously, like you. So I guess a part of me, nothing wants to die. And that may be what I'm experiencing when I really try and feel it.
So let me, because of time, Jonathan, do you want to drop your anger or not?
I do.
Then why don't you drop it?
And I know I said both at once.
I'm sorry?
I know I said both at once. I said no before. I do. Why don't I? Just comfort, like weakness, I would say, above all.
What's the weakness of dropping your anger?
I guess I'm still trying to pay attention to myself, so I don't really have, that's just the first answer that I can come up with. I'm still trying to pay attention to myself and really feel it.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
On an intellectual level, I think I have, but I think there's things deep down. You know, like you said, like, she did her best.
Have you gone to your mother and forgiven her?
I did, but it didn't feel like I did it authentically. It felt like it was surface.
You told her you forgive her?
Yes.
What did you say to her?
I said, I forgive you for, it was 3 years ago now. I said, I forgive her for trying her best and traumatizing me. I forget exactly.
And why are you doubting that you forgave her then?
Because I feel like I just did it, like, in my mind, and because I still commit the actions, like anger. Like, I still do things. I have the anger. Like, I still do things that show me I have anger in me. I get emotional. I get upset at things. So if I truly forgave her, then I wouldn't still have that stuff in me, I'm guessing.
And why are you calling it anger you? If you have gone and forgiven and the thoughts and feelings of anger come, why do you still call them you?
And just, I guess I would say habit is my first thought.
Why do you even call them a habit? Why don't you just see that the spirit of anger come and don't call it anything? Don't give it any name, any attention. Just watch it and do nothing about it. Why do you call it you? Or habit or anything?
Just, it's not, I'm still working on trying to know that it is exactly as you say, because it makes sense.
But how will you know that if you don't stop calling it you, so you can stop identifying with it? You give it life, false life, but you give it life when you call it you. Why do you do that? When you say, I am angry, you're still giving it life. Why do you do that?
I am giving it life. I don't have to, I'd have to think on it. And I don't want to take up the line just being silent. I think I have to keep practicing. And right now it's like a tumultuous time, so I feel like
what's a tumultuous this time? What is?
Yeah. I guess depends on how much of the news media you want to put into your mind. But if you do put it in, it's just a lot of stuff going on with the world, with our country.
But why put the world in your mind? It's not happening to you. It's happening to them. Why are you identifying with it?
Because it feels like it's happening to me.
But it's not happening to you.
Mm-hmm. And that's where my anger comes in. I see these things, and it's like I see what's going on.
But why are you angry about something that's not even you shouldn't be angry, period, anyway. But why are you angry about something that's not happening to you?
That's it. I'm trying to contend. Weakness is my first thought.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, I'm trying to, but not.
Oh, no wonder. Why are you not doing it?
It's not comfortable. I would say have it again. I'll try, and then I'll stop about a few minutes in. And if I do successfully do it for 10 minutes one day, I just don't do it again.
So how will you get the prize of freedom, insight, and love from God if you don't do what he tells you to do? He said to pray without ceasing, to always be present. Don't forget to be present. How will he reward you if you don't do what he said? He's not like human beings. He's not going to just give you the reward if you don't do what he says.
That's the tough part. I know. I don't know, but yeah, that is something I have to work on. The answer is he's not. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. The easy way is easier. And
the easy way is not easier. The easy way is miserable. It's hell.
Yeah.
All the people taking the easy way are suffering emotionally, mentally, and emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the easy way.
Yeah, I just got to say it out loud in order to actually, it's the hard part has to be done.
What's the hard part?
Again, like you, for some reason, the simplicity of staying present is almost impossible.
Impossible. It's very easy if you do it. You're just not doing it. And you listen to the devil giving you reason not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just practice being present? That's all you got to do.
For some reason, I say, again, weakness, hearing you say it, I know. And I'm going to go on that, but I shouldn't have to, like, I should be able to do it all internally, like, knowing, like you said, it's all inside of us. Why don't I? I have to. I don't have a good answer, and I wish I did, but I appreciate you taking my time, because, like, right now, you're taking your time, because right now, yeah, I needed to sort through this, and I know everything you said. I know to do it, and why don't I? I'll say the same thing again.
How old are you?
35.
So you love your misery, you love your hell, you really don't want to come out of it, huh?
Mm.
That was the question.
Yeah, I wish the answer wasn't no, like wholeheartedly. I wish the answer wasn't like I do love it, and I wish that I could say otherwise.
But if you wish you could say otherwise, you would come out of your hell. You would do the silent prayer. You would watch those thoughts, and you allow the Spirit of God to destroy the darkness. If you want to come out,
I guess the dark, like you said, it gets harder. I know you say it gets easier and easier.
Yes.
Maybe there is a little bit of a curve you have to get over. I feel like that's blocking me. The more you let stuff go, it's like, okay, I know music's not bad, but let me not listen to music. And it's like, the more you let go and let shed from you, the more you see how deep the problem really is.
Right. And the more you see, the more you let go.
Yeah. Thank you, because I know, and it's maybe for some of us it's tougher. So, I know that's not the right. That wasn't the right words. Just have to keep going through it. And I guess right now I'm giving you the feminine weak excuses as to why. Like, everybody knows this stuff already. I just have to do the work. You already said it. You said it 1,000 times. I know this stuff. So, I guess I'm gonna roll with that. And I really, that was my main reason for calling. I just needed to. It was the impulse in the moment sort of thing. I know everything you say. I just needed to sort of call. First time. Also get that out of the way. And I'm going to try and stay present.
Do the silent prayer. Practice staying present, and you'll be fine, all right?
Yes.
All right,
sir. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes.
Will do. I will.
Super Jack.
Super Jack.
Super, super.
Super Jack.
Over on YouTube, Osbun says, Jesse, pertaining to your laying on of hands experience, what was your next move when you felt that demon?
Move like, what? No. I would have got a cross.
David says, non-believers are beta, but so are the so-called believers. So I don't know, but Oh, that's a biblical question response. What's the difference between a believer and non-believer?
Right. Thank you. I'll put my two cents on Sunday.
But Jesus is amazing, and so are you. Can't wait for Sunday. Shout out to the crew. Heart.
Shout out. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Anthony on Cash App. Late Night with Lil Coon Nazi Derek podcast. Interesting suggestion.
Good idea. Thank you.
Gabriel, biblical question. The difference between a believer and a non-believer is nothing. Believing in God means nothing. You either know God and have perfect peace, or you're one with evil. Love of the thrill is believing the Bible thumping that comes along with it.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Sean Joe gifted a couple of cookies on pilled.net.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Ted Doubt bought a coffee. Does Jesse ever take a vacation? I've never seen him take a break. If not, he surely deserves a Holy Ghost party up in here on Bible Thumper Thursday.
Amazing. Thank you. And he says, I appreciate your support.
Amazing. Yeah. Average Joe, the scriptures were not given to us that we might have them in books, but that we might engrave them on our hearts. Morning, Jesse. Does the devil know he's evil?
That's the only thing he knows. He doesn't know God at all. He only knows evil. And the devil doesn't know he's evil. He would say that he's not. What the? Thank you.
Rex says 1 Corinthians 4:24. And then he corrects himself. My bad, 34, actually. Women should keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but should be in submission, as the law also says.
Thank you.
And Groovin, Mastiff, six coffees. I remember Jesse saying anyone with anger can be manipulated. Yes. It came to me the other day. That's why it's so easy for advertisers to get so many people to buy things they don't need with money they don't have. Not judging, I was there too.
I rest my case. Very good point. Thank you.
Groovin says, God bless and looking forward to church on Sunday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. The best fellowship, rebuildingaman.com/church. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that, let me just double check. Maybe all for now. Shout out to the DLive crew,
amazing.
Rumble, and YouTube supporters.
Thank you all. I am so out of time. We're about to get cut off. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing. And the creek don't rise. The Hake Report is coming now. Then the Anchor Baby. Chris, a first-time call out of Canada. Seth, first-time call out of Connecticut. Malika, a first-time call out of Washington State. Phil out of Georgia. And the call they're coming in, I'm out of time. But the Hate Report is coming now. And then the American Anchor Baby. Get on that straight and narrow, folks, and just stay there. And don't let anyone take you off, because they will try to. Take care. I'll see you ladies tonight at the fellowship at 7 p.m. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than Syrian gold. So God bless you, man.